Chapter 1. Introduction to American Revival. Martin Lloyd-Jones defined revival as an experience in the life of the church when the Holy Spirit does an unusual work. He does that work primarily amongst the members of the church. It is a reviving of the believers. You cannot revive something that has never had life. So, revival, by definition, is first of all an enlivening and quickening and awakening of lethargic, sleeping, almost moribund church members. He went on to describe a sudden work of the Spirit that comes upon them, and they are brought into a new and more profound awareness of the truths that they had previously held intellectually, and perhaps at a deeper level too. Such a work brings humility, conviction of sin, and terror at any notion of self-sufficiency. Many of them feel that they had never been Christians, and then they come to see the great salvation of God in all its glory and to feel its power. This quickening and enlivening power brings prayer. Also, new power comes into the preaching of the ministers, and the result of this is that large numbers who were previously outside the church are converted and brought in. In W.B. Sprague's Lectures on Revival, he noted that he gave these lectures to his congregation to vindicate the cause of genuine revivals of religion, and in doing this, to distinguish between a genuine revival and a spurious excitement. He began by defining religion in general and showed how the Christian religion fits that pattern, but with peculiar distinctives. Religion consists in a conformity of heart and life to the will of God. It consists in a principle of obedience implanted in the soul, in the operation of that principle, in the conduct. Religion is substantially the same in all worlds, though the religion of a sinner is modified in some respects by his peculiar character and condition. In common with the religion of the angels, it consists in love to God, to his law, to his government, to his service. But in distinction from that, it consists in repentance, faith in the merits of a crucified Savior, resignation under trials, opposition to spiritual enemies. Moreover, religion in the angels is an inherent principle. It begins with their existence, but in the human heart it is something superinduced by the operation of the Spirit. Wherever there exists a cordial belief of God's truth and submission of the will to his authority, and the graces of the heart shine forth in the virtues of the life, there is true religion. Sprague then gave a brief definition supported by an extended analysis. Now, if such be the nature of religion, he surmised, you will readily perceive in what consists a revival of religion. It is a revival of scriptural knowledge, of vital piety, of practical obedience. He went on to defend the use of the word revival when it included its meaning, the element of conversion. The term, he noted, is to be applied in a general sense, to denote the improved religious state of a congregation or of some other community, and it is moreover applicable, in a strict sense, to the condition of Christians, who at such a season are in a greater or less degree revived, and whose increased zeal is usually rendered instrumental of the conversion of sinners. He then summarized his observation into an expanded definition. Wherever then you see religion rising up from a state of comparative depression to a tone of increased vigor and strength, wherever you see professing Christians becoming more faithful in their obligations and behold the strength of the church increased by fresh accession of piety from the world, there is a state of things which you need not hesitate to denominate a revival of religion.